Robinson told KPCW the county has contributed $50,000 a year to the Wasatch Accord process for the past 3 years. That's a small amount compared to the annual $100,000 from Part City and $200,000 from Salt Lake City. We asked him what Summit County gets for its role in the Central Wasatch Group. He said, first of all, there's the prospective federal designation that can protect important areas of the Wasatch Range.
There's almost 1,000 acres in Summit County that drop over into the monitors above the Park City Mountain and Canyons Village. And these are lands that are coveted for backcountry skiing and dispersed recreation. And I'm eager to participate in making sure that that protection is in place.
He said there are some significant environmental values at stake also.
There are watershed values to Park City and the Snyderville Basin from the Central Wasatch, and as much as a lot of Park City's water comes from leases of water rights owned by Salt Lake City Corporation come from the Central Wasatch. As we move forward into potential Olympic bid, there'll be a lot of attention brought on the area, on the whole project area for the Central Wasatch, which includes the Snyderville Basin.
Finally, though it's more intangible, Robinson said it's helpful to build relationships among the governmental stakeholders.
The Central Wasatch has been a forum for the leaders, the local government leaders, and the head of UDOT on the Wasatch front and back on a regular basis. Mayor of Salt Lake City, Mayor of Salt Lake County, the mayors of Cottonwood Heights and Mill Creek, and Representative Sandy, and the head of UDOT, to have a forum to discuss issues and things. And I think that those relationships are valuable. You know, what it's worth to the county, I can't put a dollar figure on it, but I think it's good to have a seat at the table, and I think that we should, you know, pay our fair share, whatever that is. And
County Council Member Chris Robinson, who anticipates the council will have a work session soon on the $50,000 contribution. If they agree, the county may look to amending its budget or dipping into a contingency fund. He said the Central Wasatch is hoping for some long-term funding, but that is off in the future. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.